Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Cheva Narutama. Devim Sarasvati Vyatsat. Tato Jaya Mudirayat. Nasta Prayesu Bhadresu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Sloke. Bhakti Bhavaiti Naistike. So Srimad Bhagavatam. Canto 10, chapter 5, text 27 to 29. The title of this chapter is Prayers by the Demigods. Is it? No. Chapter 5 is different. I'm sorry, not Prayers by the Demigods. Title of this chapter is The Meeting of Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev. What text is it? The one on the board?
10-5-27-29.
Huh?
28, 28, 28, 28.
Oh, okay. Brata Mama Sutta Kanchin. Matrasaha Bhava Braje.
I think you have to read to yourself 29 is on board.
That's what I was asking. You said 3 verses are on the board, so I was a little bit. Because the board, I thought the board is so small that you can't take the 3 verses. This is Vrindavan, anything can happen, you know. So I think that, you know, Krishna uses mystic power there to put all the verses on one board. All right, thank you. Brata Mama Sutta Kachin Mata Saha Baba Draje Tatam Baba Tam Manwano. Bhavadyam opalalitaha. My son Baladev, being raised by you and your wife, Yashoda Devi considers you his father and mother. Is he living very peacefully in your home with his real mother Rohini? Text 28. Thank you. Pumsas Trivago Vihita Surido Hi Anubhavitaha Nateshu Kleshamaneshu Trivago Tayakalpate. When one's friends and relatives are properly situated, one's religion, economic development, and sense gratification, as described in the Vedic literatures, are beneficial. Otherwise, if one's friends and relatives are in distress, this tree cannot offer any happiness. So text up. That's a short purport here. Vasudev regretfully informed Nanda Maharaj that although he and his wife, he had his wife and children, he could not properly discharge his duty of maintaining them and was therefore unhappy. This is a very good text, a purport for our community members. Text 29. Sri Nanda Uvacha. Aho te Devaki Putra. Kamsena Bohavo Hataha. Ekavasis Tavaraja. Kanyasapi Divangata. So, word for word translation. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is confirmed. Acharya Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Are you angry this morning or what is it? You are angry?
9 o'clock.
Yeah, at least we may not be motivated to glorify someone, but at least for our founder Acharya, why not? Why not?
Yes.
He did so much. Huh? So just to say Jai becomes a problem. Okay, no problem. So translation. And word for word translation. Sri Nanda Uvacha. Nanda Maharaj said, "Aha, alas, te, your Devaki Putraha, all the sons of your wife Devaki, Kamsena, by King Kamsa, Bahavaha, many, Hataha, have been killed. Eka, one. Avasista, remaining child. Avaraja, the youngest of all. Kanya, a daughter. A daughter also. Saapi, she also. Divamgata, gone to the heavenly planet." Nanda Maharaj said, "Alas, King Kamsa killed so many of your children born of Devaki, and your one daughter, the younger child of all, entered the heavenly planets. Please responsibly repeat." Nanda Maharaj said, "Alas, King Kamsa killed so many of your children born of Devaki, and your one daughter, the youngest child of all, entered the heavenly planet." Purport: when Vasudev understood from Nanda Maharaj that the mystery of Krishna's birth and his having been exchanged with Yashoda's daughter was yet undisclosed, he was happy that things were going on nicely. By saying that Vasudev's daughter, his youngest child, had gone to the heavenly planets, Nanda Maharaj indicated that he did not know that his daughter was born of, that this daughter was born of Yashoda, and that Vasudev had exchanged her with Krishna. Thus, the doubts of Vasudev we are dispelled. Om Gyana Timirandasya Gyana Jana Salakaya Saksur Yob Unmelitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Suchetaya Manobistam Stafetam Jena Bhutali Swayam Rupam Karamayam Dadati Swa Padantika Wancha kalpatari bhyacha kripa sundu bhyayevacha patitanam pavinabhyo vashnavibhyo namo nama. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Sagora Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Itinam. So, let's just quickly have a recap of the two previous texts. My son Baladev, being raised by you and your wife, Yashoda Devi considers you his father and mother. He is here living very peacefully in your home with his real mother, Rohini. When one's friends and relatives are properly situated, one's religion, economic development, and sense gratification, as described in the Vedic literatures, are beneficial. Otherwise, if one's friends and relatives are in distress, this tree cannot offer any happiness. So, being truthful is one of those important factors of a leader. Sincerity of purpose. So this meeting of Vasudev and Ananda Maharaj is significant to our community, because a lot of exchanges that has to do with community development and family development ensued. For instance, Ananda Maharaj did not know that. He was unaware that the last so-called child of Vasudev was actually his child. You know, when Krishna appeared in the prison, and he instructed. You know, sometimes, you know, people say, well, Krishna is just like, Krishna was born like every other person. What are you talking about? Because he was born like every other person, he was going after girls, like anything. He was harassing girls. But Krishna was not born like everyone else. His father and mother were imprisoned because of the fear that Kamsa had, that was catalyzed by the sage among the demigods. So he was afraid of, you know, the heads of state, the top shots. There's so much after security. The common man doesn't care about security. If I am walking back to the apartment where I'm staying, I don't need guards and military people to guide me for what? If I get killed by a gunman, who cares? That's a glorious killing. But for the person who is on
is a top notch, a top government leader, a king, they are always after their security. So, Kamsa, when he had the prediction from the sage among the demigods that, look, Vasudev's son, Vasudev will give birth to a child, and even graphically give the child. What? First, third, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. You know, people are so, they're so much proud of predictions these days. But now the Muni, although he gave precise predictions, people don't know him as a soothsayer. But whatever he says was very precise. So he had informed Kamsa that this is what is going to happen. Kamsa has some pronouncement. Also, when he was assisting with the celebration of his sister. And so Kamsa was aware that Vasudev's child was going to annihilate him. So he put them in prison, waiting for that child. So when Yogamaya arranged of the appearance of this girl child, I'm going to emphasize on the girl child in the scenario, because of what is also transpiring these days with how we treat women. It's a big thing now in the academy. Researchers talking about GBV, gender-based violence. Gender-based violence. It's so common, it's all pervasive all over the place, but it's not something new. It's just that there are laws now, there are a number of countries, they have constitution that forbid people from being violent to women. But although there is this constitutional rights of a woman or the girl child to be able to live fairly and happily like every other child, still the violence is being perpetrated. They've been raped, they've been killed. So Kamsa's case was such that when Vasudev had exchanged Krishna with the girl child of Nanda Maharaj, and unknown to Kamsa, when he came, he was anticipating that this is the child who is going to send him to Yamaloka. But it wasn't. It was a girl. But that girl was an exchange of Nanda Maharaj with Vasudev for Krishna. So talking about gender-based violence, you see what Kamsa did. A king or a leader is supposed to be a protector of women, children, and elders. But instead of being protective, even a girl child, he was ready to kill her. So the Bhagavatam gives a delineation about all of those incidents, what happened, the scenario. Now, there is some additional stuff from the Gopal Champu. Now, in the Gopal Champu, it is mentioned that when Kamsa picked up this baby, and try to smash her against a wall, against a brick or a wall. The baby did not only slip off from his hand, but what the baby did was to match his head with her leg and then slip off. Can you imagine a baby? A baby, this is so mysterious. Yeah. Yeah, so that is the additional stuff from the Gopal Temple, which was very enlivening. You know, it adds a lot of flavor to the story. So anyway, the point that this girl, the exchange that took place was not popularized. Vasudev was a little bit worried whether people have known about it. But when you have worries, or when you have doubts, and some scenario transpired that your doubt was cleared, what happens? Traditionally, you are enlivened from within. You are happy. So Vasudev was happy that people have not known this. And even Nanda Maharaj himself, by what he said, that your child, means your daughter. So he thought, that's a good deal. My worries are over. All of us, we have our worries. And sometimes we need some clarification. But if the clarification comes out of its own accord, that's even more beautiful. And so, Vasudev mentioned in his conversation with Nanda Maharaj that, yes, I have a family, wife and children, but I'm not happy because I'm not able to maintain them nicely. This is sincerity of purpose. The 21st century gentleman will hardly accept that he is not able to maintain his family nicely. How is the family? Oh, everything is good. They are all doing good. How do you know? Did you ask your family members that they are fine, they are all right, or just because they are not sick means they are good? I remember some years ago, I was in Delhi, guest house, and a gentleman, a young householder, he approached me, and he said, oh, your spiritual master, I was in love with him. I said, yes, so many people were in love with him. And then he started weeping. So I said, is there anything I can help you? I said, all of us, we feel touched, we feel disturbed by his sudden disappearance. And then he said, can you be my Siksha Guru? I said, that's not a problem. But I'm a difficult person. Would you be able to cope with, you know, my dealings? He said, yes, yes, yes. So I said, all right, first thing, when you go home, you sit your wife down when she's happy and you are happy. I'm talking about that Vasudev said he's not happy because he's not maintaining his family nicely. So I said, all right, the first test is when you go home. I said, how many children you had? He told me. So I said, when you go home, when your wife is happy, practical, just pragmatic approach to the evaluation of whether your family, the maintenance is going on nicely, relationships are going on nicely. I said, when you go home, sit your wife down, when she's happy, when you're happy, and ask her, Martha G, in this house, is there anything that I am doing that you don't approve of, that you don't like, that you want me to adjust to make a change, to be able to create a more cohesive and loving family? I said, you should do this. Then you'll be able to figure out whether your maintenance culture, your family maintenance culture, is going on nicely. Because not everyone is going to confess like Vasudev. So guess what he told me? Guess his response. This is not 5,000 years story. Just recently. Guess what he told me? His response? He said, Maharaj, if I tell her, if I ask her this, she will bring a whole long list. I said, then you are not maintaining your family nicely. You are even afraid to ask your wife the things you do that she's feeling discomforted. What about your children? If your wife, you cannot do this, what about your children? You become the boss, and whatever you do is, that's okay. But if it is the position of a boss in the office, in most cases, will not have the time because he's a manager. A manager does what is right. A leader does what is right for the development of the group. In other words, what is pleasant to everyone else is what the leader does. He enacts people-oriented policies. The boss does not care about people-oriented policies. Let the work be done. You are happy? Who cares? Some of you are managers in the office. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. So, the bottom line is that family relationship is not like being a manager in the office. A spouse is not a manager in the office. In America, when you marry, the wife and the husband, they have equal rights and justice. It's in case somebody leaves suddenly, the resources are shared accordingly. Or the resources, they go, if your wife, I mean your husband leaves or suddenly, the wife owns everything to be able to take care of the children. So, the idea is that to maintain a family nicely is a good deal. But if your children are not happy, your spouse is not happy by dint of the maintenance culture, you are not going to be happy too. Because you're living in the same environment. And emotions are contagious. And happiness is about a community. You can feel the pain and you can feel the pleasure, but that is an individual. When you talk of happiness, it's a community that will trigger happiness. So how we treat the people around us in our families, that goes a long way to determine our state of happiness or sadness or unhappiness. And this is a good example for us. Nanda Maharaj, he was rock bottom sincere. He said, yes, I've a good family. but I'm not maintaining them nicely. So we should ask ourselves, I have my spouse, I have my children, am I maintaining them nicely? They are Krishna's properties, am I maintaining them nicely? And if you want to know whether your spouse is happy, just call her and ask her. And we may be afraid to do that because we're thinking, I am the boss. Whatever I do, whatever I say, is finished. But if that was the case with Nanda Maharaj, so I remember a case, I remember a scenario, how flexible Nanda Maharaj was, and how people, how his policies, in his family policies, he was people oriented. He was family oriented. I remember one time, these girls, they were coming to report to Mother Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj that, you know, Krishna is harassing them, is disturbing them, when they are moving in town. And so one time, Mother Yasoda, they were just casually, Nanda Maharaj said, I think that we should just arrange a wife for this boy. Yasoda looked at him and said, this boy is still having milk in his mouth. How can he think about a wife for him? So he gave up the idea. Now that is a typical example again to show how when you have a spouse, the decisions should not just come from you just because you are the man. If you're doing that, that is not scriptural, because we find the case of Vasudev. He will consult with his wife before taking up a decision. So see, the decision sciences, the area of decision sciences, even in the academy, is so complex. But we find that these great souls, they are embodiment of people-oriented decisions. Their whole life is based on how to make things work out for the whole family. And so, that's why I mentioned in the beginning that this text is very good for our community. See, I like talking to the scriptures, and I like to also relate that to practical implementation. What do we gain from this text? Why, how do we implement these values to be able to generate a better tomorrow in our communities? The family is a microcosm of the community. If our families, our spouses and our children, they feel saddened, they're being oppressed, they're being violated, we cannot make a favorable a community for the foreseeable future. So, whenever you hear of King Nanda Maharaj or Vasudev, have you seen anywhere in the scriptures where he beat his wife? Where Vasudev beat his wife? Or Vasudev tell his wife, shut up there? We find anywhere in the scriptures? No. Or we may say, oh, Vasudev, he is very elevated. I am not elevated, so I can beat my wife. I'm not saying something strange. I'm only using the scriptures, what we have read, to apply to everyday reality. That is the application. See, in the hall here, I'm not seeing the time. What is the time there? Because you're supposed to start at 9 o'clock. 8:50. Okay, so I think we should just take some questions. Any comments or questions? Yes.
Maharaj, thank you so much. I want to ask you about in which point Vasudeva was telling that he was not able to take care, proper care of his family. If we see a big example, like in which way he was not taking care properly, why he said this, so I think in a humble way, no, because...
Yeah, being humble. See, caring is not just physical amenities. There is also emotional care. And especially women and children, they love emotional support, emotional care. And sometimes we get really too busy that we don't have time for our families. Well, if you're too busy that you don't have time for your, you can't give emotional support to your family, why marry? Well, I'm doing all for Krishna, you know. When you water the root of the tree, you know, the whole tree flourishes. Krishna is the root. Acha, good excuse. So, don't use the scriptures as a facade to protect yourself, or don't use the scriptures as a means of deviating from social responsibilities. Even for the, I've seen in our movement, see, I've been in this movement, I've been hanging out in this movement for 35 years, and I've seen also in our movement, sometimes we find female devotees who are not responsible to their families. I'm so busy doing some work, some service for Krishna. So the child becomes socially maimed. And so it's both sides. And so, yes, Nanda Maharaj was superlatively humble. As soon as we think, I'm all right, everything is perfect, my devotional life, everything is perfect, we have a problem. So, because there's no limit to our excellence in devotional service, we can always excel. But the sincere devotee thinks, I'm not doing enough. Have to work harder. That was the position of Nanda Maharaj. Any other comments or questions? Yes.
Thank you, Maharaj, so much. Was the 828 verse when he's speaking? Vasudeva when he's speaking to Nanda Maharaj in 28 verse, he's speaking that relatives and the friends, when they are in a proper position, their welfare is there, then the government of government, the religion, and the sense gratifications come to the power. They are beneficial.
That's basically what we are saying. If they're situated properly, physical situation, economic situation, emotional situation. See, if you are giving your wife or your family money for maintenance, say, you know, 500,000 rupees every month. And then you come in every day after work to emotionally abuse your wife, to emotionally abuse your child. They are not being properly situated. They may be having the physical resources, financial resources, you'll be providing financial resources, but they are not happy from within. What makes people happy is, in most cases, emotional care, emotional support. The government cannot. In America, food is not a problem. If you don't have a job, you can always get food from the government. But the government cannot give you emotional support.
It's like a devotee care, Maharaj.
Exactly. Exactly.
Hare Krishna.
When the family responsibilities, the professional responsibilities are too overwhelming, then can one, you know, give up those responsibilities thinking that, you know, Sarva Dharma Paripya Chamani Kam Shaman Kaya, I am Krishna, and, you know, if I am managing some then in fulfilling my responsibilities, Krishna may forgive me. If he does not forgive me, I have very consequences. But since I am not able to fulfill my responsibilities, I am only able to concentrate on devotional service. Why just concentrate on devotional service? Can we have this, you know, this mentality, if the responsibilities are too overwhelming.
You have defined it yourself. They are too overwhelming. So I don't want to be responsible. I run away from the responsibility because it's just too much for me. That's not a good mindset. Because that in that way we are committing offenses, apparatus to the family members. Taking up a responsibility is very important. And Lord Krishna mentions in the Gita that it's better to do your duty, if even imperfectly, than doing someone else's duty.
By doing my duty, I'm compromising my devotional service. Then, you know, it becomes a situation when I have to choose, you know, one out of the two. Mm-hmm. I can choose, okay, fine, I'll not be able to concentrate, on for devotional service more. So, in that case, will Krishna forgive me or forgive us?
Well, two wrongs can't make a right. Two wrongs cannot make a right. The bottom line is that the person lacks work-life balance, work-life devotional balance. What the person needs is to become more effective in their time management. What you're saying is very practical. I have seen it. People say, this is just too much, you know? And then they run away. So, it shouldn't be in that way because you have a responsibility, you have a wife and children, they are devotees. And it is your responsibility to be able to take care of them. If there's some problem which is expected, it should be resolved amicably. Not that we rationalize as social irresponsibility, using Krishna as a facade or as a smoke screen. It's not proper. Got it? Yeah. I think we have to. So you want to ask a question? Okay, last question. Just in case, or listen. See, I'm flexible. I am also amiable to changes. If you have questions relating to all these things, I talk not just as someone who's trying to be a devotee. I'm trying to be a devotee, but this is my profession. Yes.
Thank you. I try to be a devotee, and my profession also is to see the welfare of a devotee and the pleasure of my Buddha. And to do a family life, I cannot. Is it normal? Or because when I try to do it for my girl, I feel very anxious, and is it normal?
I don't understand.
I'm in a human body, but serving the Lord, and my service is to please the instruction of the guru and to. But actually, I see that many we are more inclined to serve the humanity, study for teaching the future, because we see the lack of good understanding, Krishna consciousness. I have no friends who are like this, and we have no time for family life. So we take spiritually, we feel very unqualified and very low, because we cannot fulfill all Ramachandana system, but we think that we are more happy like that, and sometimes I'm anxious because many persons ask, why are you not married? You have bad character, you are so hard, or what's happening? And I say, no, it's just if I do this step, all my studies are working.
Oh. Understood. Yeah, so there are some people that they're not, they weigh the spiritual aspect more than anything else, more than family development. Good for you. If you don't want, just like there are brahmacharis. So some ladies also, they may choose not to marry. And I know of cases in India where some spiritual masters specifically tell a female disciple, this life, forget it. Don't go for it. Just focus on Krishna and get back from this place. Get out from this place. Yeah, I know of some females like that. So if you have some instruction from your spiritual master to just focus on Krishna, no problem. But we have senses, we have emotions. And if we have to get into family development, it should be planned early enough, because I've seen also some men, they're negligent about the whole idea of, you know, family development, but then when they get really like past some stage and then they're looking for a wife, and then the women, they want young men, you know, and then it becomes difficult to find a wife. So, the point is, we should project into the future. We should plan ahead. And if our young devotees, our children are not able to do this, we should help them to be able to think strategically, ahead of time, and make plans accordingly. You know, sometimes people don't even want to do something for their social benefit in the future. But then, we have to see that we're helping them to be able to understand things strategically. But if someone chooses not to be involved in family life, leave them alone. Don't, you know, that should not be a bothration to anyone. All right. We'd like to adjourn the class now. Thank you very much for participating in this Bhagavatam class. Shri Prabhupada ki.